State Farm.
And welcome back to Alumni Stadium. We're at halftime right now. We're at DeSales leads Hartley 14-7. Time now for our halftime spot. This business card wraps around the world twice. It is Mike Ray, who is the athletic director, volleyball coach, and Hartley, correct, sir?
That's correct. Thanks,
wow.
Randy.
And a guy that has done so many wonderful things with that institution in the last few years. And I know there's a big thing on the calendar just over a week away, is there not?
There is. Our Hall of Fame inductions. We have the 1976 basketball team, girls basketball team. Not only the first state championship for Hartley, but the women's basketball in the state. So really looking forward to that. Dr. Mike Gilliland was a basketball player there, went on to OSU. Dr. Randall Sampson will be inducted, and then a longtime coach, Kevin Ryan, who was there from 1981 to 2009.
Is it too late to get tickets for that?
It's not. You can still register online, bishop-hartley.org. Tickets are $35. The ceremony is the 20th of October, Saturday. So get online and come join the fun.
The multi-purpose facility, the opening is, has it happened or is it near?
It's not near, but January 7th is our projected date to move into our new facility. So brand new weight room, three classrooms, gymnasium, just a big space that we need so bad for practice and other things.
We're in the midst of the fall. He's in the winter season, not too far away. Spring as well, too. I know there's some familiar faces. I know the volleyball coach pretty well. And I also know there's some new faces as well, too, right?
There are. Chris, new teacher at Hartley, and he's taking over our bowling, boys and girls bowling program. April Wooten is taking over our softball program. Allie Smith is joining softball, so we're excited about those new hires. We've got long-term coaches there. So when we get a couple to fill, we get excited about our new hires.
And I talked about volleyball. This young man is also the volleyball coach. How's the season gone for the Lady Hawks?
It's going really well. Had a great competition Monday night against Highland. They were ranked number two in Division II. We're Division II. We lost in five. It was a great match. Everyone left that place saying that was the best match they've seen all year in volleyball. So we're excited about it. We go up to Huron tomorrow. Number two team in Division Three. So we're getting ready for the tournament.
Should be a lot of fun. I've seen you there in the past, and hopefully we'll cross paths again in the volleyball tournament.
Sure hope so.
If people want more information about Bishop Hartley, is there a website or a phone number you want to pass along?
Bishop-Hartley.org. You can go there. Our website's very user-friendly. You can look for anything from alumni news to admissions. Everything's right there for you.
He is the octopus of Hartley. I tell you, he's got his hands into everything and working very hard at all of them. And, Mike, thank you so much for the great job you do every single day.
Appreciate it, Randy.
We'll take a break here at halftime. 14-7, Stallions over the Hawks. When we come back, we will talk to Dan Gehrig and Jim Jones from high school. This is the CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, May 20.
Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get 0% for 72 months on all remaining 2018 Ford F-150s. Or save up to $5,000 on 2018 Ford Escapes. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. Do you have a passion for serving others? At Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to Alumni Stadium here at halftime. DeSales leads Hartley 14-7. Ernie Banks like doubleheaders. He said, let's play two. We have a doubleheader here. We got two legends from DeSales joining us here at halftime. We've got Principal Dan Gehrig and Assistant Principal and the commish of the CCL, Jim Jones. Gentlemen, welcome to halftime here.
Thank you, Randy. We appreciate the opportunity to be with you tonight.
Let's talk about some of the great events going on with the sales that you're a part of. Well, I know you had a recent service fair, did you not?
We did. First annual service fair that we had, and that was this past Tuesday. We had 25 different agencies that were with us. Our kids had the opportunity to find out more, many of them affiliated with the diocese, and some within the our community that we serve.
And also, you have a canned food drive just around the corner, do you not?
We do. Each year we have a pretty significant holiday give that benefits actually two significant organizations. One's the St. James the Less Food Pantry, and the other one the St. Stephen's Community Center. And we've been blessed over the years to really provide both of those organizations with a tremendous amount of help. We kick that off on November 9th, and certainly look forward to anyone in the community who would like to give. They can come by school and drop those off, and then we will also be canvassing neighborhoods.
When you think about outstanding scholastic achievements, you think about St. Francis de Sales, and I know this year is no different, is it not?
That's right. We were blessed to find out we have two commended National Merit Scholars out of our senior class, Jacob Barron and Joey Kramer, both of which are outstanding young men and will make whatever school they happen to go on to next year all the more enriched because of just not only their academic, but they are very, very, very involved in service as well.
Talking with Dan Garrick here at halftime, and if people are listening to this, they're saying, my goodness, how can I be a part of all this? So I assume there's some kind of open house or some way for the folks to learn more about St. Francis de Sales?
Absolutely. We have a couple of things that they could actually do. They can do a Stallion for a Day visit by simply calling our enrollment office and getting hold of Julie Barber. Or we have open house coming up on November the 11th, and that will go from 11 to 2. And we have a discovery night. Jim, I think that's coming up. Is that
October 20th?
Another one after that, which is for the open house.
And that would be Jim Jones, who's also not only involved here at the sales, but is the commish of the CCL. Jim, how long have you held that position?
Randy, this is my third year.
All right. Talk about your job description, if you will. What does the commissioner of the Central Catholic League do?
Well, really, it's just a matter of helping the athletic directors and the principals when it comes to the general running of all the different athletic programs that our league offers. So everything from football to lacrosse, you name it. Our kids are playing it.
I know the State of the Union speech is normally in January, so we're a few months late for that, but can we get a State of the CCL speech if we could?
Well, this is a great weekend because you've got two great football matchups going on right now. You've got Sales and Hartley here, and then across the way, you've got Watterson and St. Charles playing at Hagley, and then in 2 weeks, you'll have the granddaddy of them all, to steal a line from Keith Jackson, when the Stallions and the Eagles play each other. But also tomorrow, it's a great opportunity to recognize a legend in the Central Catholic League, Bob Lennon, when we have our cross-country championship races tomorrow. And so that'll be a great morning for us. And then, you know, we've got St. Charles. Their boys' golf program is off to the state tournament. Mike Ray, who's the head volleyball coach at Hartley. And I expect some of our volleyball teams here at DeSales, Watterson, Hartley, Reedy, deep runs in their state tournaments. So, you know, and I think you're going to see some of our fall teams playing into the winter.
If people want to find out more about the CCL from an athletic standpoint, is there a way they can find out?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they can always call me directly here at school. They can contact our diocesan office and our superintendent, Mr. Adam DeFault. They can also follow me on Twitter at CCL Athletics.
I have to clarify something. When you said a legend in the CCL, Larry started salivating, got ready to stand up as well, too, because he thought for just a brief glimmer of time there you were talking about him.
And in all sincerity, you know, it is people like Larry and you look at, you know, standing icon out at Bishop Reedy, Joe Lane.
Absolutely.
So you're talking about, you know, people that this league was built upon, and I still have the utmost respect. So I know, all kidding aside, you know, that's what the CCL is. It's all about tradition, and I was really moved when the league decided several years ago, after Bob's unfortunate passing, to name the CCL Cross Country Meet. It seemed like the absolute appropriate thing to do.
What a great guy and a close friend he was for me, and Guy will miss every single day. And finally, guys, if people are wondering about the future for their student or student athlete, why should they consider St. Francis de Sales?
Well, I'm going to go and say that the thing that we do, and we do it at all the Central Catholic schools, to be honest, is just a holistic experience. You know, they're here first and foremost for faith-based education, and that carries over to whatever they do. I'm looking out at our band right now. Every lesson that we have in the classroom should carry out into that co-curricular activity, and we believe that our coaches understand that and live that mission every day.
As always, with the homeschool, you never leave without a parting gift. I have for you some hot hands.
You are quite that.
Stay warm.
I'm grateful.
Thanks,
I was
Randy.
Salivating at the. Every time I come here, up the desserts get better.
Larry brings a catering in here. I had my wife make cookies tonight, and there were 36 cookies until Tim Bain got a hold of about 25 of them. So they went very rapidly. But gentlemen, thank you for being great hosts. Best of luck to the sales and the family and every calendar year.
Thanks for all you do, Randy.
Absolutely.
We will take a break. On the other side, we'll have Ted and Lee and all the updates on all the scores right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
The other day, my son asked me, "Dad, can't I be mostly good? Do I have to struggle with every sin and vice?" I said, "That'd be like me asking you, can't I be mostly faithful to your mom most of the time?" You see, Christianity isn't just a moral code or a philosophy about how to live. If it were, half measures would be fine. But Christianity's about a person who offers his life to us and wants our whole lives in return. It's more like a marriage than a rule book. And that raises the bar a bit, doesn't it? Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, that's not because he wants us to be these rigorous moralists. It's because he wants us to be all his, just like he is all ours. A relationship demands a whole lot more than a moral code, doesn't it? But it's also infinitely more beautiful. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
It is living up to the hype, that's for sure. 14-7, DeSales leads Hartley at the half in our CCL football game of the week. Week number 8 here, the one we had circled all season long. Ryan Baker back in the studios of AM 820, and I'm joined by the guru, Lee Cochran, from This Week Sports. And Lee, how huge was that final drive for Hartley there at the end of the half?
Well, leading up to that, you had DeSales playing like a desperate team that they are. I mean, they've got Winton Woods next week, and then they close with Watterson. You know, they're on the outside looking in right now for the playoffs. But that drive of Hartley's was just about vintage Hartley. I mean, they come up big when they need to. And that was probably a Hartley team playing with a little bit desperation at that point. Because if they go in the locker room down 14-0, I mean, up until that last drive, DeSales had two drives that had more plays than Hartley had run in the entire first half. I mean, you know, until that last drive, Hartley had 9 plays. And they're down 14-0, and you've only run 9 plays. Your playmakers obviously haven't gotten the ball. So that drive was huge. You know, and you know, it's going to be kind of curious to see how both these teams come out in the second half, because it had to be a little bit deflating for DeSales. They go up 14-0 with only a couple minutes left, and Hartley just marches right down the field.
And for the Stallions, doing maybe what we thought they were going to do 2 weeks ago when Ryan Wiggins told us Joey Velasquez was going to be at quarterback, kind of abandoning the passing game here and running that wildcat with Joey seems to be working.
Yeah, wildcat, single wing. But, you know, as I was driving in, it started to rain. It picked up a few times. And this is the first game we played where the weather's below 50 degrees. So you combine that, you know, rain and colder weather. And, you know, there's no reason for DeSales to throw the ball at this point. They're still leading. And at worst, you know, if Hartley would go down, score, and go for two and get that, they're only down a point. So, I mean, they're just, especially with an inexperienced quarterback, I mean, just continue to run that wildcat, the version of the single wing, whatever you want to call it. Continue to run that. And because they're dominating the line of scrimmage right now. DeSales is getting 4, 3, 4, 5 yards every time they're running the ball. You know, Hartley's got to step up a little bit.
You mentioned the rain, too. One thing we heard a lot in the first half, high steps for DeSales. Something that with the wet weather, a wet ball, maybe we will need to look out for here the second half. Maybe something Ryan Wiggins tries to talk to his center about. You don't want to lose that fumble on the snap and give Hartley the ball when they shouldn't have it.
No, and you don't want the bad snap coming to a guy who's only in his third game at quarterback, too. You know, he's got good hands. We know that. I mean, he's a baseball player, so he's got to have some good hands.
Center fielder.
Yeah, exactly. But you still just don't want that kind of problem. But, the weird thing is almost everybody's into the shotgun snap. And we just see so many of them that are high, low, left, right. You know, and that's a lot for a center. You know, you're getting ready for your blocking assignment. You're snapping the ball back. I mean, I watched college games, pro games where the ball snapped everywhere. So I mean, it's hard to say let's look at how someone in high school is doing it. But yeah, they for Hartley to have or for DeSales to have any kind of success in the second half, they need the good snap and they just need to keep running the ball, keep it out of the air.
Yeah, Ohio State's had issues with that this year in a couple games, so for sure you're going to see it at the high school level. But set up for a big second half here. I'm excited to hear the end of this one as DeSales leads Hartley 14-7. This first drive in the second half could be critical. The other CCL matchup tonight, we weren't sure, Lee, how Watterson was going to look tonight. Jacob Hoyen breaking his collarbone last week. Unfortunately, he's out for the year. Grant Horvath, who's had time at quarterback last year for them a little bit, steps in, and it doesn't seem like the Eagles are missing a beat. They've got a 20-0 lead over St. Charles at the half.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised by that, but it shows a lot about how Watterson rallied around Grant. But, I just really thought St. Charles would show up a little bit more. You know, there's a second half to play, but, St. Charles, they've lost, five straight CCL games, haven't won since beating Watterson in, I think, 2016. So, I honestly, as you saw in my picks on this week's sports.com, I really thought St. Charles had this one.
The interesting thing about that, though, St. Charles just playing their second game with a junior Andy Mason at quarterback because Dan DiNapoli out. But the one thing that's interesting about Grant Horvath is they have the ability to run from the quarterback spot. Now, they didn't do that a lot with Jacob. Not that he can't, but Jacob's a very good distributor of the ball. Grant may have a better arm to throw the ball downfield, but he also brings that element of the run to the Eagles offense. I thought that would be interesting to see tonight, and like we said, Watterson not missing a beat here with a 20-0 lead at the half. Reedy, huge start for them. Jack Foley rumbles 63 yards on the first play from scrimmage, gets it down to the 2. Donovan Sanders punches one in. They have a 7-0 lead, but it's been the KJ Price show since then. Touchdowns of 55, 58, 66 yards. London leads Reedy 21-7 at the half.
And we wonder how KJ Price is averaging about 16 yards a carry on the season. I mean, he's just so explosive. I would like to see Jack Foley, about 135 pounds. I'd like to see him rumble. I think he more scampers. But you know, KJ Price is something special down there. You know, I've gotten to see him play a little bit one time, and he's just that was last year, and he's just so impressive. London, they're looking at the undefeated season, and then if they win tonight, they're headed probably to being 9-0. Into Whitehall. So, I mean, that sets up to be a great Week 10 game.
And last year, Reedy spoiled their undefeated season in Week 8. Not looking so good for the Silver Knights now, trailing by 14. The other game featuring Catholic schools tonight, Licking Valley has a 21-0 lead over Newark Catholic, of course. Fisher Catholic tomorrow night hosts Fairfield Christian. Lee, we've only got about 2 minutes left here, but we've got some big games in the area. It's Week 8. We've been talking about it all season long. Davidson and Kaufman tied at 7. 7 at the half. Pickerington Central has a 13-0 lead over Pickerington North. Lancaster, 17-7. They lead Gahanna. Olentangy Liberty, 21-0 over Olentangy. Bradley has scored 21 unanswered. They lead Jerome, 28-7. And Olentangy Orange blocks a field goal with 14 seconds left. They pick it up, go 80 yards to the house to take a 7-3 lead over Westerville Central at the half. Where do you want to go with those games?
Wow. You obviously got to go with the game of the week, and I think that one's living up to the billing. And, you know, it's what we expect from Davidson and Kaufman. What a game. You know, you can go all over the place here. I mean, Pickerington Central, you know, see how they respond after that loss to Lancaster. You know, and, you know, they blew a lead. And obviously, you know, Jay Sherrod is such a good coach, and they've got such a wonderful program down there that you expected them to bounce back the way that you figured they would. You know, another big game, you know, that has playoff implications is Upper Arlington and Marysville. You know, Upper Arlington's got the lead in that one.
14-0 at the half.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's almost an elimination game. You know, yeah, that Division One, Region Two is open for somebody who just wants to be 6-4. Look at Delaware. Delaware, I mean, at one point was second in the region, and they're trailing Thomas Worthington. Thomas Worthington, you know, they had last week they were down to their third quarterback. You know, and it just seems like somehow the wheels have fallen a little bit off of the Pacers.
Guys, I don't know if you can tell, but we are excited for Week 8 and the matchups we've seen already. I love that Lancaster-Gahanna game, both of them coming off those big upsets last week. Don't forget, after the game, it's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The Guru and I will be back with all the scores. We'll talk to the winning coaches in the area as well. Don't forget, you can tweet us your score at AMA 20 Scoreboard. Visit our website, AMA20Scoreboard.com. 14-7, DeSales leads Hartley in the CCL football game of the week. Hartley getting the ball to start the second half. Let's head back out to Alumni Stadium to Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf for the call.